Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by Scott Capurro. Oh, thanks, Scott. Big money paying for these sponsorships. Now that most Bay Area counties are in the red tier, live shows are coming back, you guys. If you want to see a comedy show live in person, one is happening, and Scott Capurro is doing it. Saturday, March 27th at the Reel and Brand in Sonoma. Go to scottcapurro.com for more information. It is gorgeous outside right now. I don't know how long it's going to last, and it looks really cold. I actually feel like I might see frost on
It was 34 when I got in my car this morning.
Oh, geez. Maybe I do have frost out there. Although by now it seems like it should have melted. Anyway, crisp but beautiful. Enjoy it if you possibly can.
How are those seeds doing? Are they growing?
They're growing. They're just little. They're just little guys.
It's cold. It's hard for them to grow.
Well, they're in the greenhouse. That's why they're, you know, slightly warmer in there. They won't freeze. My lemon tree, though, suffers with the cold. Hello. Let's forget about all that and get into all the fun stuff that's happening with the Oscars. Now, if you missed it, we talked a lot about the Oscars, a lot of firsts. We talked about diversity or the lack thereof, and all the nominees are up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you're looking to really dive in, we have that for you. Right now, because normally we do music news right around this time, we're going to talk about the Best Original Score nominations, Defy Bloods, Mank, Minari, News of the World, and, no surprise here, Soul, all nominated for Best Original Scores. So those will be going at it at the Oscars. But
here's Defy Bloods.
Oh, okay. Now, this is a Spike Lee movie?
I'm not sure.
I think they were saying he was snubbed by not getting nominated for director. Best Original Song.
Yeah, and it is a Spike Lee movie.
Okay. So we're going to hear some of the, you know, I was surprised to see that there are no songs from Soul in here, but there is one from Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga. That is a movie, my friends. If you're looking for a funny, killer movie and you like Will Ferrell, this is the one for you. It's so good. Really funny.
What's it called again?
It's called Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, which I think is the name of their band. So is this the song Husavik?
Yes.
Okay. As you listen to this, if you've seen the movie, you know exactly what I'm going to say. You got to picture this song being performed by the two most completely committed weirdos you've ever seen in your life. And sweeping views of, you know, a dude, Will Ferrell, as this Nordic dude on a keyboard and, you know, his eyes closed and his hands on the keys and she's wearing some flowy thing and her hair's all weird. And it's such a good movie. Anyway, it's nominated for, you'll like it. It's nominated for Best Original Song. So that's Husavik from Eurovision Song Contest. Others that are nominated. Her is up for an Oscar. H-E-R from Vallejo. Vallejo's own Her. This is from Judas and the Black Messiah. It's called Fight For You. All the pain that we bear.
Was
I really like her.
From the Trial of the Chicago 7, a song called Hear My Voice.
I love that voice.
Mm. Who is that?
That's Celeste.
Wow. What's the song? Don't we play a Celeste song?
I don't know
song?
Celeste.
You do.
I don't.
Yeah, I think like, we might.
I think we play one. I think Jane says we love her.
Oh, I do know her then. Sorry.
Yeah, of course.
My bad.
No worries.
I meant to say Celeste. She's the winner.
Mwah. A song called Lo Si. From The Life Ahead, La Vita Davanti a Si, or something. A Se. This is Lo Si.
E accetti l'impossibile, nessuno ci crede, io sì.
Iosi, maybe? I-O-S-I? Iosi?
What did you say?
I said Lo Si, because it looks like it could be an L, but it's not capitalized, so maybe it's EOC. EOC.
Oh. Nicole?
Nicole. It's not, it could be Italian,
sorry,
even.
I'm trying to look it up, so I wasn't paying attention, because I've never heard of this movie or the song. Oh,
the Life Ahead, La Vita Davanti a Se.
It's a beautiful song.
It is. It's lovely. And then we talked about Leslie Odom Jr. Briefly, and he's not been nominated for an acting award, and he's also been nominated for in the Best Original Song category. Speak Now is the song from One Night in Miami.
Brothers and sisters, listen, listen, listen. I swear we'll never find a way to where we're going. All alone, don't take your eyes off the road.
Oh, too bad that guy can't sing, huh? That's amazing.
Speak now.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
Speak now. Can you hear the angels sing loud? Speak now.
Oh my God, so tender, so beautiful. So those are the Best Original Song nominees, and the, let me find the date for the Oscars. I have it here somewhere. I think it's April 25th. And I don't have it. Okay. April 25th, the 93rd. I'm like 99% sure. I'm sure it'll be fine. Someone will tell you before then. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is in the news.
April 25th.
Thank you. Oh, beautiful.
You were right.
Well, sometimes I remember things for like 5 minutes.
Give me $5.
Why do you get $5? I don't understand how your whole system works.
Somebody's got to pay me around.
Somebody's got to win $5.
Michael Martin, you owe Vinny $5.
All right, I'll take it.
God.
Perfect.
All right, let's talk about Elon Musk. Because it's always fun. There's always some wackadoo thing that he's up to. So he has... He's in the news mainly today because he is now the techno king of Tesla. That's his title. He's not the president. He's not the CEO. He's the techno king of Tesla.
What does that mean?
It means he's the techno king. I mean, I think we all can get behind this. He submitted a regulatory filing to name Musk techno king of Tesla. It also announced that the chief financial officer, Zach Kirkhorn, his new title is Master of Coin, a la Game of Thrones. Effective March 15th, 2021, the titles of Elon Musk and Zach Kirkhorn have changed to Techno King of Tesla and Master of Coin, respectively, according to the Security and Exchange Commission.
So someone had to file this paperwork on his behalf and went, what in the
hell
am I doing?
I want to be the techno king. And what do you think? Master coin for you? They're actually saying that because they've really bought into Bitcoin, you can buy a Tesla using Bitcoin. They're in on Bitcoin. In February, they announced Tesla had bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin. And so now they're like, look, if we're gonna do, if we're gonna embrace Bitcoin, you're the master of coin. Maybe you should have been the master of Bitcoin.
All right.
He also goes on, he loves music. He doesn't just enjoy listening to it, Vinny. He makes his own. I don't know how, maybe this didn't get by me and we listened to it. It was so terrible that we just blotted it from our memories.
I would have saved it and I didn't, so I'm pretty
sure. So January of 2020, Elon Musk released an EDM track that he performs and has written, and it's called Don't Doubt Your Vibe. He wrote it. He performs it. Is there singing? Is that him? Is he singing in this?
It's like a sample of his voice.
Okay.
You'll hear it.
So here
and
we
his,
go.
His name is Elon EDM Musk. That's the artist name.
Elon EDM Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess he hadn't come up with Techno King yet.
Understand what he's saying?
You know, something, something, and then don't doubt your vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the first thing?
Something, something is about right.
Something, something. So you're telling me.
This is on Spotify, by the way.
That the techno king of Tesla and all these other companies, SpaceX and the Boring Company, has time to sit down and garage band out for a couple of hours and come up with. He is
well,
a techno king.
He's married to a musician, right? So
yeah, but she I'm said, sure, see, he wrote and performed this.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean,
is it?
What can't this guy do? Name children. That's one thing he can't do. I figured that one out. I answered my own question. Oh, yeah. So, congrats, Elon Musk, on your reign of terror.
Don't congratulate
continues.
Him on this.
No, I'm congratulations on continuing to fascinate me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. Not, you know, he's the techno king. And I love that now it's like he's becoming Iron Man, you know? I'm Iron Man. I'm techno king. Like, of course he is. He is the Tony Stark
I'll
of
give
the
him a lot of
world.
Credit, but we can't all do everything, and he can't make music, period.
I'll have to wait and ask Jane because maybe we're.
Oh, is that getting added? Great. Now I'm in trouble. Thanks.
Jane, let me know. I hope it's a hard no, but listen. Techno King.
Great.
Oh, my God. So silly. This is what this guy's got time for. That and tweeting about crap and tanking stocks. And
well, I'm pretty
money.
Sure the guy doesn't sleep.
Tanking stocks. That's funny.
He's on fire. So remember last week when Drake graced us with a 3-song EP?
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
I know, I love doing Drake stories because then I get to hear Drake. I know when now. Okay, I just don't know what I'm missing. Like, clearly, I am missing the boat on Drake. Am I the
clearly.
Only one? I mean,
clearly
everyone else
you
is.
Are.
Clearly, I am. Like, everyone's just buying and
I'm not into him either.
And
I don't get it.
Well,
I don't.
Just...
To me, he doesn't have credibility.
He's terrible. He's absolutely terrible.
His concert was pretty good.
Oh, shut up.
I went to his concert.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
How much did you pay for tickets to see Drake?
I didn't. My friend surprised me.
Oh. Oh, my. Oh, surprise. To hear someone you love, Drake.
It was actually a really good concert.
Oh, bad. I'm sure it was. I mean, when he lacks in talent, he makes up for in a stage show. I mean... Drake.
This one's a good one. Won't stop.
Never stop. Got so many. All right, let me just tell the story so we can move away.
I'm just not sure. So, to me, he's not a rapper, right?
No, he's apparently a rapper.
No, he's not.
He's an amazing singer.
He raps and he does his rap.
He does it all, Vin.
He does it
all. Even, he eats apples in people's ears.
What?
He used to be an actor, too.
Yeah, he was.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just don't. It feels like a put on. That's all.
I'm 100% with you, but we're like alone on the I Hate Drake Island. Just sucks. I find his songs to be drony and awful.
You know who he reminds me of? White Lion.
Oh, you stop it.
Well,
they're
I'm awesome. Telling you, it's that,
they're amazing. White Lion is so much better than Drake.
Everybody else's train. It's like they're late to the party, just starts doing stuff, and you're like, this guy?
Yeah.
All right.
White Line
is
all over Drake. He's a garage band guy. Got a lot of
enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain
Turn it down so I can tell the story and move on. I have other things we could talk about.
All right, fine.
Drake has just made history. The three-song EP that he released last week, people streamed up out of that. He has the number one, the number two, and the number three songs in the country at this moment. That is, he's the first artist to ever debut three songs in the top three of the Hot 100 in a single week. What's Next debuted at number one, followed by Wants and Needs featuring Lil Baby at number two, and Lemon Pepper Freestyle featuring Rick Ross is at number three. He has a million records, too. The Beatles and Ariana Grande are the only other artists to have the top three songs at the same time, but he's the first one to put out a three-song EP and all three of them debut in those positions. Dang. He extended his record of most top 10 hits of anyone of all time to 45. Madonna is second with 38. The Beatles are third with 34. He now has 119 top 40 hits, 231 Hot 100 entries overall, and both of those numbers are records as well. I'm missing the boat on this guy, and frankly, I'm happy to not be on it because he's terrible. But congrats to everyone who loves him. Bryn gets to stick that guy in my head holes whenever he comes up. Grammy quick hits, just a couple things because the Grammys were a couple days ago. We have apparently outgrown the idea of spending 4 hours in front of our TV watching award shows. We were all saying there's nothing to watch on TV, and yet nobody watched the Grammys. 8.8 million viewers, about half the number of people who tuned in last year.
I was actually tripping out as I read about some reviews of the Grammys yesterday, it might have been, because one of them, I think it was in USA Today, they did here's the acts that performed by order of who was good and who was bad. Okay. And I didn't know Post Malone performed. Did you guys hear that?
He was on the list. I didn't watch the show. So.
Yeah, I didn't
know
that.
They have him at number one or they have him at the bottom?
He was somewhere in the middle. If I can find the list, I'll tell it to you. But it was just a trip to, oh, here it is, all the best and worst.
Start with number one. Who was the best?
Oh, hold on. Let me scroll down. They said the best was BTS.
No.
Dynamite.
Okay.
Number two was the Black Pumas, which I thought was really good. I did see that one. Number three was Harry Styles. I thought he was great. I mean, he's...
Did you like him better than BTS?
I would have... Yeah, I just thought he was good. I thought it was really good. Haim was number four. I thought they were great. I think they did in fact, what's trippy is I really liked in fact, Nicole was the one who told us about it. The way they performed in the round and each act sort of got into the I don't know, what do you call that? The mush pot. They performed and then they moved back
out. Mush pit? I don't know.
But anyway, it was a neat thing that they did. And I really liked the sparse decoration and the people listening. And then the next act that comes in after, you know, I don't know, four or five acts is Taylor Swift in some shire. And you're like, what in the hell?
Well, at least they mixed it up.
Well, I mean, it was really mixed up. This went from sparsely, you know, nothing to where is she? She's in the Hobbit land. Okay.
Fans of Naya Rivera or Ryan Navera. They're upset that she was left out of the televised In Memoriam segment, even though she's better known as an actress. She was nominated for two Grammys during her time on Glee. People are pissing and moaning about Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, kicking off the downfall of civilization on that bed with the special divot between the pillows. Beyonce did not wear a strapless mask. She just wasn't using the straps. Her glasses were keeping it in place, which seems less effective, but far be it for me to tell Beyonce anything about fashion.
I didn't know Maren Morris performed with John Mayer.
Speaking of people who felt like they didn't get the attention they need, Wolfgang Van Halen he's pissed. He said they spent 15 seconds on my dad.
Barely.
Did you see? Yeah, so he
yes,
was
I saw it.
Left
and,
out of the
and
thing.
It was barely, it's not what they should have done. And I'll tell you.
The biggest, I mean, he's huge.
The In Memoriam section was super long. And you actually are sitting there going, how many people passed away this year? My goodness. But when they went to Van Halen, it was a picture of him, a picture of or his guitar on a stand on the ground there, and it was a part of a solo, and then they just kept moving.
Wolfgang
right
says that they actually asked him to come on and play Eruption at the Grammys, so I'm sure they would have given more time to Eddie if Wolfgang had agreed to do that, but he was like, I can't do that. Only my dad can do that. He said he wouldn't have done it justice. He said, I don't think anyone could have lived up to what my father did for music but himself. But he's pissed that they didn't spend a lot of time. He expressed disappointment that they only showed Eddie for 15 seconds in the middle of four full performances for others we had lost. He said what hurt the most is that he wasn't even mentioned when they talked about artists we lost in the beginning of the show. So he said, I guess rock really is dead.
It's a bummer because I'm a huge fan of Eddie's. And what I hope Wolfgang eventually finds out is that the people who are emotionally connected to his dad's music would actually embrace him doing his dad's music the same way I embrace Ziggy Marley doing Bob Marley songs,
right,
or Dweezil Zappa does a bunch of Frank songs.
Yeah,
and that doesn't feel
up in the middle of it.
It doesn't feel wrong to me. For some reason, it actually feels like something I would want to support. So I hope his opinion for that changes at some point. I don't know that he would want to go do, you know, a tour with David Lee Roth, but still doing an Eruption on an award show to commemorate his dad. We would cheer him for that.
Well, the thing about him doing Eruption, I'm sure he's an accomplished axeman, but that's not easy.
No.
And that would be an incredibly difficult thing to pull off on stage. I mean, that would be, I guess we'd give him the trophy for trying.
Yeah.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, I got a lot of stuff still to come, including should you walk 10,000 steps? Should you?
Yeah, you should.
Unruly passengers on U.S. flights. I've got more info on what's going to happen to them going forward. And maybe the tackiest thing that's ever happened ever.
Oh, did it happen at Hooters?
Next on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.